Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to be here with you this evening. We're going to be talking about Memorial Hall's Signature Series that starts next Friday night, November 14th, with the great Broadway performer, Faith Prince. And I'm in conversation this evening with Bill Bauman, president of the Memorial Hall Board, and Tim Swallow, Memorial Hall Board member. So, guys, this is going to be a lot of fun next Friday, November 14th, with Faith Prince. Bill, why don't you tell us a little bit about Faith? She went to CCM, didn't she?
Yes, and it's just so wonderful that we are having her return and premiere our second season of our signature series this coming Friday evening.
Yeah, I heard that the first series went very well.
It did indeed. We had two of our four events from our first season sell out, and it was a great success all around.
Well, fantastic. Aside from Faith Prince coming up from Israel on January 30, the great blues band Ori Naftali and his band, and also coming up on April 24th, the Dan Varner Band, great contemporary country music. Now, there's a really interesting twist with these performances. There's a food and beverage pairing that's all included in the ticket price, right?
Yeah, it's a all-inclusive entire evening. It includes these wonderful performances. But in addition to that, there's a pre-concert reception, which includes cocktails, wine, and light bites, and a post-concert dessert party that follows each one of the performances.
Hey, I'm going for the food and the libations. Well, Faith Prince will be performing Broadway and Bordeaux cabaret performance,
accompanied on the piano by Billy Stritch, a Grammy nominee. Some of the familiar tunes will include songs such as Hurry, It's Lovely Up Here, Tattooed Boy in Memphis, and a special part of the evening will be a medley of favorite Broadway hits.
And we should not forget to mention, of course, that Faith won a Tony for her performance of
Miss Adelaide in Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
It really propelled her career.
And I know she's been nominated a number of times.
Yes, she's a real star of theater, but also performs on television and in film.
I'm through. Life is bare and shoddy. I gave him soul and body, but I'm jilted all the time. I tried to be alluring, to make our love enduring, but I'm jilted all the time. I followed every beauty ad in every magazine. I bought the things endorsed by leading ladies of the screen. I tried the things the radio spoke very highly of, but it all meant nothing to the man I love.
We also have Tim Swallow, Memorial Hall Board member, with us, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about Faith Prince.
Well, for the intimate confines of Memorial Hall, Faith Prince is really perfect because she has a cabaret show that includes her Broadway hits as well as ballads, and she mixes this, Ron, with comedy and personal stories. She weaves her career and her personal life into her performance, and the rapport with the audience is just terrific. No, she's an actress first, and she can act her songs, and she comes across just that way, and she'll be perfect at Memorial Hall.
So, Faith Prince, Memorial Hall, next Friday, November 14th. The January 30th show with Ori Naftali and his band, Blues and Brews, Eli's Barbecue and Craft Beer from Cincinnati's Brew Scene, and then Bourbon and Boots on April 24th, the Dan Varner Band. Also, Eli's Barbecue and Tastings of Kentucky Bourbon.
it's a entertainment value you can't top. It's a tremendous lineup of evenings.
Well, Bill, I tell you what, you're a great pitch man.
Well, we appreciate being here, and thank you very much.
Well, we've been in conversation this evening with Bill Bauman and Tim Swallow, board members from Memorial Hall, talking about the Memorial Hall Signature Series that starts next Friday evening, November 14th, with Faith Prince. More information about Memorial Hall's Signature Series can be found on WVXU's website. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.
And so goodbye, Lavoras and Jason Sanborn's care.